It's the WHTC Morning News with Dan Evans and Gary Stevens on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC.
That's right. Put me in, coach. I am ready to play. 8:40 now, 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on a Monday morning. We check in with Jenny Garoni with the West Michigan Whitecaps. Good morning. Happy Monday, Ms. Jenny. How you doing?
I'm great. We have a homestand this week, so we are getting ready at LMCU Ballpark to have the Whitecaps back in the house playing against the Lake County Captains this week.
Exciting. A big, big week for you guys at LMCU Ballpark. And before we look ahead, let's look behind. I know you guys wrapped up a series against Great Lakes yesterday. And how did the Whitecaps do against the Great Lakers?
The Great Lakes are a great team, so we ended on a high note, but, you know, we had some struggles there, but it's okay. It's still early in the season.
And we are early in the season. I haven't checked yet, but how are we looking as far as the standings are concerned?
You know, we were in first place. We fell, but I think we can still get back there.
Yeah. Like you say, you got a big homestand coming up against Lake County. And as usual, Jenny, each and every night, the West Michigan Whitecaps has a different promotion. Why don't we go ahead, since there's a homestand coming up, break them down night by night, starting with tomorrow night is Mental Health Awareness Night. What's that about at LMCU?
Yeah, so the Mental Health Foundation will be here doing a 50-50 raffle, promoting mental health awareness and preventing suicide through education. So that will be a great night to come out and just give support. It's also a peanut-free game. So if you or someone you love has peanut allergies and can't normally attend a Whitecaps game, this is a great night to come out because there won't be peanuts anywhere near LMCU Ballpark.
Typically don't think of that. It's not necessarily a laughing matter. I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, a ballpark, typically peanuts everywhere. So what a great idea to make it peanut-free for the folks that are allergic. Looks like Wednesday I may need to play a little hooky, Jenny. What's going on?
Oh, for sure. The weather looks beautiful, and we have an 11 o'clock game. So this is a school day game, so you'll see a lot of school groups out here, teachers out there, too. It's also a peanut-free game, and it's the Silver Slugger. So fans 50 or older get half off all bowl seats. And like you said, it's going to be a great day to play hockey.
Thursday night against Lake County, my favorite night, my favorite day, I guess, dog day.
Yeah, so Thursday is going to be so much fun. It's our first dog day of the season. We do have three this year. It's also Michigan Army National Guard Thrifty Thursday. So those $3 20-ounce beers, $3 hot dogs, and $3 Pepsi products will be available. We also have a fan favorite with dueling pianos. So a ton of entertainment that night.
Then Friday, and I'm guessing you made this up for yourself. It's Princess Jenny Night, right?
Yes. Princess Night.
Oh, so princes.
The first 500 kids through the gates will get a Whitecaps jewelry box. It's also Flashback Friday, so reserve seating pricing is flashing back to $12.50. And if the Whitecaps win, all the fans in attendance will receive a coupon for free cosmic fries at Hopcat.
Awesome.
And after the game, like we do at all of our Princess Nights, we have a post-game family dance on the field.
Family dance?
Yeah, so, you know, the princesses can come out with a family member and dance right on the field.
Awesome. And then looking ahead to next weekend, I mentioned this last weekend, I love my bobbleheads, and then another chance to get a bobblehead on Saturday.
Yes, it's the Prospect Series, and Saturday the 27th, the game is at 7:05. The bobblehead for the first 1,000 fans through the gate will be Parker Meadows. And we have fireworks after the show brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance.
Okay, and you're going to wind down your series next Sunday against Lake County with pretty timely here, too, Military Appreciation Night.
Yep, 6:05 game, and we'll also have post-game fireworks that night, and it's the Corwell House Family Sunday, so the first 1,000 kids eat free. There's a chance to play catch on the field pregame and get autographs from the players after the game.
Jenny Garoni is with the West Michigan Whitecaps. She checks in each Monday morning on WHTC Morning News. Let us know what's going on with the Caps. Jenny, look ahead for the summer. Any events or special promotions, things that are going on you'd like our listeners to know about?
You know, every game is like a completely different party. We've got our Marvel days coming up in July, Star Wars night, more dog days. So definitely check out our Facebook page, our Instagram, TikTok. We're everywhere on social media. And whitecapsbaseball.com is where you can get more details. You can get details on pricing, choose your seats in the ballpark, and even find out some of the special food options that we have.
Oh, what a lead-in. What a segue, Jenny. You know, I've got
I can't go a week without talking about the queso castle. Well, you know that by now, right?
I do. I learn quickly. And I have to admit, Jenny, over the weekend, I don't know, I was there, it's a television on in the background, and somebody said something about queso. I'm like, oh, Jenny Garoni. Yeah, queso. It's almost one in the same now. But anyway, for folks that aren't familiar, tell the listeners what we're talking about here.
So the Queso Castle is our new concession stand. It's on the concourse by the third base. And you can get anything basically topped in multiple cheeses. So I really like to do the waffle fries as my base, and then as many cheeses as I can get, because, like, you know, I love cheese. And then sprinkle the toppings. We even have the queso queen, which is all of the goodness that you can find in the concession stand there, and served in a bucket, so you can share it with your loved ones if you want, or to yourself. I won't judge.
Now, what is it called, the queso queen?
Yes.
Named after you.
Maybe.
Maybe so. Also, Jenny, we talk a lot about Whitecaps games being family friendly, always something going on between innings to entertain the kids. And also, we haven't talked about this, I don't think, this year. Have your birthday party at LMCU Ballpark. Is that even possible?
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. So you can talk to our group sales and bring your birthday party here. We can deliver donuts to your group or cupcakes and have the mascot make a special trip to see you for some pictures and everything. So much fun. A really great way to make some memories and, you know, to make that birthday, whatever year it is, you know, whether you're 10 or 25, make it memorable.
Now, you mentioned donuts. Queso donuts? What do you think?
I'm going to pass on that one.
All right. Also, you mentioned mascots, Jenny, and I know you don't have just one. You don't have just two. You have three mascots?
We do. We have three. So Crash the River Rascal is our original, and then Roxy, also a River Rascal. And then a fan favorite is Frankie the Swimming Pig, and you'll see all of them out at every game.
All right, Jenny, before we let you go, how do we find out ticket information, upcoming schedules, upcoming promotions? It's a one-stop shop, I know.
Yep, whitecapsbaseball.com. You'll want to bookmark that so you can visit it often.
All right, Jenny, this coming weekend, as we mentioned, Memorial Day weekend, we do not have a show here next Monday. We're going to let CBS do the work for us and take part of the day off. So, hey, tell you what, you can take next Monday off, and how about we talk to you in two Mondays?
Sounds great.
Jenny Garoni with, can't let you go before we say it together. Go Caps. There we go. Thanks, Jenny. Have a great couple of weeks here. Jenny Garoni with the West Michigan Whitecaps, your Whitecaps update on 99.7 1450 WHTC.